Welcome to Talos Takes, the quick take podcast where our researchers break down this week's hot topic in cybersecurity for everyone from the C-suite to the front lines. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the now second episode of Talos Takes Work From Home Edition. I'm Jonathan Munchau again with Nick Biasini, both working from our respective homes.
How's it going? Looking forward to it.
Good. Good. Thanks for coming on again, Nick. Today we are going to be talking about working remotely. So this is kind of a topic that's already been addressed on Beers with Talos, but we kind of wanted to get into more specifics here about using VPN and remote desktop protocol, which are kind of two of the most popular services that, people are using to connect to the services that they are used to getting if they were to go into the office. So Nick, what are some of the options that people are using most often, and why is using a VPN or more specifically RDP in Windows, why are those two things so popular?
So everybody's working from home now, and corporations really had to decide quickly how to manage that. A lot of corporations had infrastructure in place. That infrastructure is typically a VPN. That allows you to access stuff in a secure and encrypted manner as best you can. However, there are a lot of organizations that didn't have that capability in place. So one of the common things that we're seeing is organizations are doing things like opening remote desktop protocol or RDP to the internet. This is a really, really bad idea. It does allow you to work from home, but it really does open you up to a lot of security issues. Just to mention a few, the biggest is you're opening up an authentication network or avenue into your internal network from the internet. That is never a good idea. Brute forcing of RDP sessions is extremely common and will likely happen very quickly. On top of that, there are two now extremely high severity vulnerabilities that have been released related to RDP in Windows over the last 6 months or so. So at the very least, you need to make sure that you are fully patched before you're doing any of that type of activity. But I mean, just think about it this way. Any opening that you're providing, anything you're opening up to the internet, is a potential attack avenue for an adversary. And adversaries will take advantage of it, especially if you're an organization that has value to them. The other option you could have here is you just open your resources to the open internet. That is even a worse idea. Think about it this way. When you are looking at a business and you're talking about security, think about it like a house, right? If you are allowing access in from the outside, you have to do it some way. So you can have a front door that has a lock on it and you have a key that allows you to get in, right? Or you can have a window that's wide open that anybody can climb through. You obviously want to have a door with a lock with protections in place, which is your VPN. Opening stuff wide open to the internet is like having your door wide open, your windows wide open, and a sign saying enter here. These are all bad, bad ideas. The whole idea is to try and do this in securely a manner as you possibly can.
Yeah, and something else to remember in terms of VPN is that you want to use multi-factor authentication if possible. Want to use services like Cisco Duo, which will send a push notification to your phone or a code via SMS message or email. And that will give users at home a second layer of security when trying to access their VPN. So that's another important layer that you can add on if you're choosing to go with a VPN or RDP route is multi-factor authentication.
Yeah, that's absolute key. It's a great point. That's something that is commonly overlooked, and it is a great way to add that extra layer of security. I mean, if you are opening stuff up to the internet, just assume that at some point somebody is going to guess those credentials, crack them, or buy them from somewhere. So having that extra layer of protection is very, very important.
Any other parting thoughts, Nick, before I let you go?
Just remember again, this is unprecedented times. This is stuff that you normally don't have to deal with, but making sure that you don't make mistakes today that are really going to cost you in the future. Keeping your business continuity going is very important, but be very, very cognizant of the potential damage you could be inflicting by opening things up. And if you do have to open things up, please make sure that you validate and remove that access once all this stuff has passed.
All right. Well, thanks again, Nick, for taking time out of your busy work from home schedule now. And we will be recording more of these in the future. And we'll be back with you on the next episode to talk about something else that's top of mind for us.